getting a warning that I'm running low on disk space. It's the only problem about recording using iPads and iPhones to record content is if you use it as an apps machine, taking photos and videos, it can fill up pretty quick. And I've only got a 32 gig. I really need to pay out and get a 128 gig one. So it's around lunchtime, 12, 1 o'clock-ish, something like that. And I'm kind of suffering a little bit because it's normally day one of recovery day. That's how I see it, recovery day, after being 4 days on 12-hour shifts. And it's first day of bushcraft. And I'm kind of taking it steady because I'm torn between flyering and telling about people about Apri and making video and taking photos and enjoying the event. It's a very difficult balance. My brand advocate head and content maker head, vlogger head, wants to capture loads of content. So I've been taking it steady a little bit today. I have done a few little interviews and took some photos and some video. And I've been mainly making time lapses. And I've just managed to acquire a beer as well, so I'm pretty chuffed. I'm in their little chill-out tent, which is not being used at all. Everybody's out there walking around enjoying themselves. And there's food everywhere. People are queuing up for the hog roast at £4.50 a throw. And just opposite from me, I can literally see four places. Wood-fired pizza, bison and venison, hog roast, French Connection food truck with burgers and all kinds of stuff in there. So one of the things that I'm using the narrative clip today, which is like a photo taking clip that takes two or three photos a minute. It takes about 5,000 photos a day and it uploads it all to the cloud. And then I just can look at them in, at my leisure whenever I want to look at it. So I'm chilling. I'm going to have this pint and see where I'm at. Maybe go and take a rest. I know that I'm on a different shift next week. I'm on late. So I really need to rebalance myself from days to nights. So I'm considering probably napping this afternoon for as long as I can and then staying up most of the night and try and bleed myself over to late nights. So going through the night till 6 o'clock in the morning, which is going to be a bit of a killer, I think, this overnight stuff shift. But I think it'll work out. I think it'll work out. So yeah, very packed site. Lots and lots of people here, lots of food to eat, lots of knowledge to take in. Just sneezed my head off. Just went into a session as well about a woman who went on a training course, and I think that is one of the things that I'll do next when I get a little bit more settled. And I think I'll push the Apri stuff tomorrow. I think I'll go around more with leaflets tomorrow. I don't have to get them done this weekend. And I'm not comfortable with going up to people and just giving flyers out to them. But anybody that I see with kids, I'm going to probably go up and give them a flyer and tell them about what I'm trying to do at the farm. Might do that tomorrow because I'm drinking today. Yeah, I'm going to do that today. I've got 3 days. I will be back to the pie guy. His pies are amazing. He's been going 9 years now and scaled that business up from, you know, 20 pies a week to 5,000 pies a week. It's crazy in 9 years. He's got about 30 staff. That's the way to do it. Get yourself out there. I'm definitely going to go back to the pie guy and get pie. All of the pie. Right. I'll catch you in a bit.